And Jesus said to him, "What do you want me to do for you?" The blind man replied, "I want to see." There was once a professor in spirituality and ministry who did an experiment in class with her students. She asked them to look around, take a moment, look around and see all the items that are red in the room. So everyone took time, looked around, scrutinizing everything that was red in the building. And then she said, "Now close your eyes and recall all those red items and tell me how many you saw." Took a moment. And then she said, "Now, how many blue items did you see?" They opened their eyes and what? Blue? They weren't expecting, so they didn't take note of any of the blue items. Of course, you could have done with any color at all. The issue is that it's a well-known effect that we tend to see what we want to see. We focus on certain things and we absorb in that and we filter out. It's great. It's a great gift to be able to do on one level, but it can also be a terrible, terrible challenge. That when we filter stuff, we tend to see only that what we want to see. Or if we have biases, then we tend to see only what we actually really want to see in a negative way, or even goes one step further, even with a prejudice, where we will not see anything other than that which is fulfilling our own negative bias. The same happens not just in ordinary life, the same happens in our spiritual lives. It's a great challenge to lift the scales of what we see. I mean, we get so caught up in our own world, we hear what we want to hear, spiritually, as well as other things. We have a habit of a self-fulfilling prophecy of whatever we see our image of God is, and everything then revolves around that image of which we project onto God. And then we start to see that God in everything. If we think of God as a judgmental God, then God judges everything and we start to judge everything along with Him. The challenge for us is to see as God sees. To see as God sees. And to recognize that God is operating at all times and all places. Like the blind man today asked Christ for healing. Now the irony, just in case you don't get this, is a little play on this phrase. It says Jesus asked the exact same question of the blind man that he did of his two disciples, James and John, the two young disciples who last week asked that question, "What do you want me to do for you?" They ask, "I want to see the one in your glory, and one on your right and one on your left." Completely blind to what they have seen. And here's the blind man, and he asks to see. So there's an intentional, ironic twist that the disciples who thought they could see are in fact blind, and the blind man who supposedly cannot see, in fact, asks for the right thing in being able to see. See, the challenge for us is to see as God wants us to see. And so often our prayers, we get caught up in prayers that we want God to fulfill things our way. I want this, I want that, and I'd like this, and I'd like it at this time too. I mean, we do. We have our. I mean, God must have a great sense of humor listening to our prayers. You know, the best way to make God laugh is tell Him your plans. And He'll answer them according to His plans. So how do we do this? I mean, I don't want to suggest asking God for healing if you're hurt or broken is a bad thing. That's not. That's a good thing. I mean, I know I do it all the time myself that when people ask me for prayers for healing, I pray for that. That's not a bad prayer. But at the end of the day, our prayer needs to finish with, "Lord, But no matter what happens, let your will be done and give me the grace to see where is your providence, where is your grace in the midst of this. And that's the greatest of all prayers, because what we're asking for is God's Spirit and God's wisdom. We're asking for it to be able to see as people of faith. See, I believe that when we ask that prayer, that we will always get the answer to that prayer. Always. But we have to always end all our prayers with that simple prayer, Lord, help me to see as you see. That's why I introduced that examine prayer to you about looking at your day to see how God saw your day, so we can train our mind to see the way God wants it. Not the red or the blue or the things that are our preference, but to recognize His grace even in the midst of difficult situations. I mean, when things are going well, we tend to see God's hand. But when things are not going so well for us, we tend to say, where are you, Lord? But if we pause and ask the Lord to show us where His hand is in the midst of, where His grace is in the midst of this pain, in the midst of suffering, and that be our prayer. So as we come to the table to be nourished again, and we do, we have prayers. Some prayers are deep and personal and wounded, and we should bring those. That's fine. But also at the end of the day, we ask the exact same question of the Lord that Bartimaeus says. Lord, help us to see. We want to see as you see.